Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. It's the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz. I'm Bart Winkler. Listener Appreciation Week is this week. Just our chance to say thank you and ask you questions about you. Tomorrow's question. I mean, we might have to fire this one up even earlier. Because this one tomorrow, my God. What about sports was better when you were growing up? Oh, everyone's going to be doing their shows on Wednesday about
Aaron Judge left the game early. Shohei Ohtani went on a plane.
And I'm going to be like, all right, guys, what used to be better than how it is now? Oh, God. It's going to be the stuff of legend. Can't wait for that. Tonight is what's your favorite stadium? What's your least favorite stadium? Got a lot of good answers online. That's a good question. Well, let me give you my answers. Guess what is my favorite stadium? I bet you can't. Bet you can't do it. Lambeau Field. Lambeau Field is every bit what you want it to be. When you're there, if it's the winter, the idea of Lambeau Field might be better than being at Lambeau Field because you are on the bleachers. Everybody's loaded up with winter coats. Some of us in Wisconsin are a little more, we take up a little more space than the average. And if you get an aisle seat, typically aisle seat good, aisle seat on a bleacher, the row builds up, half your ass might be in the stairway. So just note that if you're going to a game at Lambeau. But when you get there, it's great. I really liked when I went to, what is it called in Buffalo? Highmark Stadium? Because I got the same kind of vibe, and I know they're getting a new one, but I got the same kind of vibe, and it really felt like I was watching an NFL game in a college stadium. So I really liked that portion of it. I've probably been to 17 or 18 NFL stadiums, humble brag. Got a little dirt off my shoulder there. A lot of them, like the dome ones, I like the outdoor ones. I like the outdoor ones. The dome ones might be better in the wintertime. And Jerry World is, you know, a work of art. But I like the outdoor ones. I loved going to Cleveland. I just went to Pittsburgh. That was tremendous. So I like those ones. But I'm a big sucker for Wrigley Field. I'm just a big ol' sucker for Wrigley Field. When I grew up, I watched a lot of Cubs games, as I think a lot of people did, in Braves games. Yeah, I watched a lot of Braves games. Cubs were always on in the day, which was great. I don't know what I did in the summer. I don't think I went to camp or anything. My mom just watched us. So I watched a lot of Cubs games. And I had an American League team in the Brewers. I had a National League team in the Cubs. And I probably got into the Cubs as a kid more than I was into the Brewers because they were on TV more. And I got into the Brewers. Big Robin Yount guy, big Paul Molitor guy, but I was also a big Andre Dawson, big Ryan Sandberg, big Mark Grace, all those kind of guys. Then obviously Bud took us to the National League and an allegiance had to be drawn in the sand. And I chose the one where we would never win a World Series rather than being able to watch a team break the curse in 2016. But Wrigley Field still feels to me like going into my television and going into my television all those years ago. So I know that a lot's changed and there's been improvements, but I still like it. I was there a month ago. I like it every time. I like the area around it. I like the neighborhood feel, and maybe there's a Lambo-ness to it. But even Lambo, like Wrigley's expanded a little bit where it's like, okay, that used to be a McDonald's and now it's a big building. And Lambeau's done a lot of that too. That used to be a big lot. Now it's a hotel. but it still has that neighborhood charm. And I just, that's what I like the most. I like stadiums that, if you can't be in a neighborhood, be downtown. But I like those the best. The worst stadiums that I would have ever been in, Qualcomm was a dump. San Diego got done dirty. They needed to build a new stadium. They ran to L.A. The first level of that stadium, you had to stand, otherwise you couldn't see. It was so weird. The Oakland Coliseum is very bad. And even with John Fisher tearing it apart, I mean, this thing is like 90% concrete. I don't get it. It's just all concrete. It's very odd. There's a stadium that I think a lot of people hate on, but I love it. And I think they need to continue to play there for as long as they can. And this is Tropicana Field. I love Tropicana Field. There is a charm to it in a like garage sale indie band kind of way. Balls can hit the catwalk. The concourse looks like it's one of those expo rooms at a state fair. It's painted weird. The seating arrangement, there's very little outfield seats. I love it. I think they need to. It'd be great if they could someday get a waterfront stadium, as they've tried. And the team's being sold now, and it's like, I mean, looks like it's going to stay in Tampa, which it better. By the way, if they make the playoffs, they are going to play the games at Steinbrenner Field. So they had to figure that out because of different camera angles. And, you know, it's playoffs. You want more than 10,046 people to be there. But Tropicana is, I love Tropicana in an unironic way. So my best one, I like these neighborhood ones. A couple of Cali ones get some negative marks for me. And then I got a soft spot in my heart for the Trop. Carlos, would you like to play?
Sure. Now, I actually don't have as many stadiums crossed off on my list as I'd like. I was supposed to go to New Orleans, I think, 2 years ago, but then the hurricane like hit them, and it was supposed to be week 4. The Giants and the Saints were supposed to go out there, so I've narrowly averted New Orleans, although I should have went because they want to play in that game, and New Orleans is great. In fact, I have a brother that lives out there, so it's a shame I haven't been out there yet. So, anyway, stadiums that I have been, not as extensive list as you. I'll go with my bests first. I love Jerry World in Arlington, Texas, right across the street from where the Rangers play. It really is one of the more expansively impressive stadiums by sheer size and just how damn big that Jumbotron is. Jumbotron is almost sliding it. There is no way you can miss anything, even if you're sitting in like the 700 sections. It's so massively huge, that screen. Great football environment. The fans are, you know, provided an awesome atmosphere. Giants got their ass kicked per usual, but I had a great time. The only thing I would say about that is it's a little bit in the, I don't want to say the sticks because it's really more desert, but you need a ride to get out
there.
Yeah,
you got to get on one of them buses, yep.
Oh, a party bus would have been the wave, but I think we just took a cab and got out there. But Jerry World, you know, near the top of the list for me, very good. Hard Rock, Miami, that one's pretty cool. Also, same thing, location's not that great. I had to walk across a Walmart parking lot to get over there because my friend who booked the parking passes is an absolute moron. But one of the reasons why I like it is I no sponsor here. They don't pay us. But I will give them free plug. I'm a huge Jack Daniels guy, and there were Jack Daniels barrels like across the Hard Rock Stadium or where the Dolphins play. So I was like, yeah, I'm all up on this. It was a cool vibe. Plus, I was completely smashed by halftime. So Hard Rock, I have a special place in my heart. Easily for me, Wrigley Field, one of the best baseball stadiums. Not in terms of like modern amenities, because I actually think Citi Field, where the Mets play, is pretty cool. But Wrigley Field's got all the charm that you want. It's got the ivy. It's got the bleachers, creatures. Like, everything about Wrigley is dope. Obviously, the renovations will help. But on that same token, if you want to think it's just nostalgia, the reason why I'm ranking it high, one of the worst stadiums I have for me, and Barry from Boston mentioned it, Fenway Park is a dump.
Oh.
Fenway Park is an absolute dump. First of all, it's smack dab in the middle of their downtown, so it's like gridlock anywhere that you try to go to when you're trying to get into Fenway Park. The seats are narrow as hell.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not necessarily the biggest guy.
There's a lot of weird sight lines, too, aren't there?
It's so awkward. So I'm not a fan of Fenway. It's fallen apart. I think Fenway is an absolute dump. Now, it's going to obviously, the Green Monster and all the history and everything. You have like a million years of losing, all right? You won three of the World Series in the last 25 years, so a lot of people forget about the stink that the Red Sox had. But you guys were genuinely cursed, just like the Cubs. Fenway is absolutely a dump. MetLife Stadium in New York, it opened in 2015. It needs to be demolished 10 years later. It's an absolute train wreck. It looks like a Venetian blind from the highway, or it looks like an air conditioner. It's gross. It's a soulless cinder block. There is zero charm because it's shared by both the Giants and Jets. So neither team can kind of spruce it up and put some blue or some green because they go 50-50 on the lease. So it's like nobody owns that stadium. There is no home field advantage whatsoever. There's nothing to do in the surrounding areas. It's called the Meadowlands for a reason because it's a swamp. It's disgusting to play. And it feels like almost every prominent player rips their ACL on MetLife because they play on the one of the worst turf surfaces in the NFL. MetLife absolutely sucks. The only reason it's not the worst, because FedEx Field in D.C. exists. Now, the only thing with D.C., that one's going to get torn apart. So once that stadium finally, you know, goes away, and I think they're building the new site on where the old RFK Stadium used to be, then MetLife officially becomes the worst NFL stadium. Might actually be one of the worst in sports. MetLife, Fenway, and FedEx Field, all dumps. All of them deserve to get blowtorches taken to them.
Well, you didn't mince words, that's for sure. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Greg's in Alberta. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Good evening, Bart and Carlos.
Hey, good to talk to you. What's up?
I just want to put in my input on the best stadium.
Yeah,
gotta
hit me.
Rogers. Got to be Rogers.
You like Rogers?
It's got to be the best. You know, over half of it's brand new seating. It's all luxurious. They got a roof for starters, so you don't have to wear all your winter clothes. It's like $15 US. You can have a pass the end of the game and sit at any of a half a dozen different bars, all with a sit down at a table, watch the game, catch a ball. For $15 US, that's a pretty decent deal. Tuesdays you can get a hot dog for like a buck and a half, as many as you want. So
that's another good deal.
Yeah, you bet. You can drop your kids off there. You got all kinds of places where kids can do all kinds of stuff. And you can relax and play your game and have a drink. And a table, so it won't be spilling on you or the guy in front of you.
Well, you got me sold, Greg, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it's the best bang for your buck.
Well, I like that. That's a good endorsement for the Blue Jays. I would like to get there. I have yet, in my travels, to be on Canadian soil. I've yet to be on Canadian soil. I would like to change that. Maybe if one of those Canadian affiliates want to fly me out, make sure I can get to and from without controversy. That'd be fun. Dominic is in California. Dominic.
Hey, what's up, Bart? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, what's going on, Carlos? It's good to see you guys, hear from you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I just wanted to give my take on the worst and the best stadiums, and I kind of have to piggyback off of what you said, Bart. Qualcomm Stadium, Jack Murphy Stadium, was garbage. Garbage. It looks like you're halfway in between a prison and a bad movie. There was no good seats in any of that place, and you really had to know the stadium, because if you bought tickets, you could end up sitting behind a pillar, and you wouldn't get to see any of the game. And I
remember going down. I remember going down to get like a drink, and the concourse felt like it was a elementary school hallway. It was really weird.
Yeah, and you know it's night and day to the other stadium that I want to share with you, and that's going to be the Big A. Angel Stadium Anaheim is one of the best stadiums that I've gotten a chance to go to, and I've partied in Petco Park, and everybody raves about Petco Park. But let me tell you about Anaheim Stadium. Anaheim Stadium has the concessions set up in a way where you don't miss the game. So it's like you're in a big bowl, and where all the concessions are at, you could just turn around and you're looking at the game. And the ushers all wear these old school, like, you know, those singing choir boy hats, you know, the me, those kind of hats. Yeah. And they're all just walking around, just trying to help you out and enjoy the game. And they have a shrine for Mike Trout. They have like this pixelated mosaic wall that's just dedicated to Mike Trout. I wasn't too big of a fan of Mike Trout, but once I saw how they just admired him and some of the other players of that time, it was a great place to be. And Bart, one more thing before I let you go. I just wanted to see what your take was on Dave Roberts coaching the All-Star game tonight. Do you think that he's in the people's ears telling them what they want to hear just so they can get him into a Dodger uniform? I think that sneaky guy's got something up his sleeve, and he's been talking to those boys too nice tonight. I think you might be seeing some of those players in Dodger blue pretty soon. Thanks, Bart, for all the time. I hope you have a great show. I'll speak to you guys soon again.
I saw people giving him crap for mismanaging his bullpen. They blew a 6-0 lead. Mike's in San Francisco. Hey, Mike.
Hey, BW, how you doing, man?
Good, what's up?
Hey, nothing. Shout out to Carlos. But,
always.
I turn the radio on late. My life is consumed. I wear a brown uniform and drive a brown truck for some company called UPS. So there's my bad sarcasm. But anyway.
Hey, my dad had a run at UPS, I think.
I'm telling you, great company benefits and all that. But boy, I mean. Apparently, we're called industrial athletes, which is interesting. But anyway, I know I enjoy what I do. But great to talk to you. Love your show. But best and worst stadiums, I got to tell you, and I'm a Bay Area diehard fan, Giants, Niners, Warriors. Candlestick, loved it, but dump. And Oakland Coliseum, I'm. Yeah, no, it just...
I liked, you know, Oracle. I'm kind of sad they moved.
Yeah. And then here's the thing, too, Bart, real quick. You know, Candlestick, there's nothing like leaving, you know, a night game from Candlestick and walking through Hunter's Point. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but it's, let's just say it's the name will, you know, I'm not judging. But anyway,
okay.
I wanted your take on this, Bart, because I didn't get a chance. The All-Star game, is that some sort of new rule? Because, you know, the
swing off? Yeah, I think they implemented it last year or the year before. It is new. It's new. This is the first time it's happened.
Yeah, I was interested to hear that because, like I said, I turn on the radio because it actually has meaning because it they still get the winning team gets what home field advantage in the World.
No, that went away.
Oh, it did. Oh my gosh, Jesus, I'm embarrassed. Oh my Lord,
don't be.
Okay. And then last thing, Bart, I'll let you go, brother. I'm Italian. I talk too much, but. That caller earlier about the cheese, whatever. But I used to cater before UPS, unbelievably not. And so toasted sourdough. Okay, so Gouda, pepper jack, Swiss, and then bacon and a tomato on there. And then also cheddar. Excuse me, that's all I got for you. And deep fry it. And I'm telling you. Oh my gosh. But Bart, love the show. Carlos, shout out once again. And you guys both rock.
Mike, appreciate you. Thanks for the call. We
thanks
have
for
pizza
drop.
Tonight. Yeah, we have pizza tonight at the house. There was a stuffed crust pizza we had, and my kid's never had that before. And I knew he'd like it, but I knew he'd be hesitant to try it. And he took a bite, and he goes, mmm. And he goes, mmm. You know how kids do.
Yeah,
it's fun to see.
Yeah.
It's fun to see them experience little things like stuffed crust pizza for the first time.
Oh, I remember the first time I had it.
710-4ISN. I think I kind of do, too.
It was a party in my mouth, and everybody was invited.
Well, there's a drop.
Oh, crap, you're right.
A listener edition of Call or Fold is next. When we return, it's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Call or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
And this Call or Fold is a special Call or Fold edition. It is the listener appreciation version of Call or Fold. Now, normally how this segment works, first of all, it's 4 hours late, but you know, I don't think anybody cares. It's buy or sell, except it's casino themed and jazzy and like cigar smoke and dinner jackets and bourbon swirling around in the glass. I can crush a drink right now, but it's buy or sell. We just make it better. I will get the biggest stories for Bart, and Bart will call, fold, or raise it, which is basically buy, sell, or really buy, which he never does. However, because of the spirits of Listener Appreciation Week, I didn't actually have to do my job today, which was great. A lot of you reached out to me via Twitter or Instagram, or I even got a text from a friend who listens to the show, and submitted your questions, but only 5 of you could get through. Obviously, I couldn't get everybody around, so let's get the 5 best caller/texter/DM questions for Call or Fold. Bart, we will start in baseball. Now, this one's from William W. via Twitter. We talked about earlier in regards to the competitive disimbalance in baseball. Now, I'm going to read you a couple of teams, Bart, that really don't spend a lot of money, and you'll notice a pattern. Here's the payroll coming into the season. The Miami Marlins, $67 million. Hovering around 500, really not a playoff-bound team. The Athletics, $73 million. They don't even have a city to play in. The Tampa Bay Rays are always the exception to this rule. They're around $79 million. They probably will miss the playoffs, but they'll be competitive. Now, here come the usual suspects, Bart. The Chicago White Sox, $82 million. The Pittsburgh Pirates, $87 million. I was surprised it was that high for the Pirates. I thought it was less than that. And then it goes the Guardians and Nationals and the Brewers. That's a mixed bag of teams right there. Those are your top, your lower third teams in play, in payroll. I'll give you the top 5 here just for time's sake. The Mets spend the most money. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays.
So we're only getting one of these questions in tonight?
Yeah. We're getting one question for this from William here.
Oh.
You see who's competitive and you see who's not.
Wait, the buildup.
Yeah, and this is the last buildup that you're going to get. Call or fold. In order for baseball to fix its competitive balance issues, MLB must adopt a salary cap / floor. Call or fold.
I am going to fold that.
Fold.
I don't know. I think we're too far gone. So maybe I'm just a defeatist. That we're too far gone ever having that in baseball. But then if you look at the last, 10 years, Dodgers, Rangers, Astros, Braves, Dodgers, Nationals, Red Sox, Astros, Cubs, Royals, Giants. There's been plenty of different teams that have won the World Series. And the Phillies have made it. The Diamondbacks have made it. The Rays have made it. Cleveland's made it. The Mets have made it. Cardinals have made it. I think a lot of it is getting hot in October. But a lot of it is having... a lot of it is having an ownership group that's willing to make moves to invest in the future. You can... you don't need a $200 million payroll to win. Okay, you're... go find a different... Go invest internationally. Go be shrewd with your trading. Go be shrewd with your drafting. You know, take flyers on people. Yeah, it's unfair. It is unfair. But there are still ways within this system where you can win. And I guess, ultimately, I'd love to stand up for the little guy, but I'm so much of a defeatist that there's ever going to be a change that... I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I think the only way salary cap is going to work is they have to get a salary floor. You have to force some of these owners to spend the money. Now, if guys like John Fisher or, you know, Dick Monfort, you know, Artie Moreno, if they don't have the money, then, I mean, obviously this is going to be a tougher sell. You got to find people that have money. Either get private equity team people more invested in these teams, or start forcing these guys to sell. Because if they can't come up with a payroll of like $90 million and above, like, come on. There's so much money with revenue sharing. They can make this work. A salary floor has to be in the equation. All right, let's stay with baseball here. This one's from Lewis in Portland. He hit me up on Twitter. MLB is reportedly preparing for expansion. They're looking to add potentially two new teams. There are a couple places already on the radar. I'm sure Vegas, you know, may or may not get the A's, but, you know, Vegas is in play. Nashville is in play. Even Salt Lake City in Utah. However, a recent bill in Oregon, which is called SB 110, don't ask me how I found that, is making Portland, Oregon more attractive as MLB expansion, as a MLB expansion candidate. So I ask you, call or fold? Out of all the cities that I mentioned, Portland will get an expansion team within the next 5 years.
What's the... How is the bill making it? What?
Yeah, tax breaks and stuff like that. Stuff like that.
Portland will get a team?
Yeah, and but not only they'll get a team, but they'll get it in the next 5 years.
No. Fold.
Fold.
Well, okay, I'm thinking expansion. Maybe they get the A's. But I don't think baseball's expanding. So if you want to expand, I think that's a pipe dream. I think a team's going to have to move. And the Rays were a candidate. Seems like they're staying.
Yeah, because they got a new ownership group, so they're good.
The A's, I don't still think they make it to Vegas. I still don't.
Portland's,
I think,
not
Nashville.
A bad deal from.
Nashville, if anyone's getting a team, who's in charge over there? Dave Stewart?
Yeah.
They are making that happen. Or trying to. So, with my apologies to my Timber fans, my fellow Timber fans, RCTID, I say fold.
All right, staying in baseball. This one's from Chris in Toronto. He hit me up on Instagram. And his question, well, I'll build it up for this. Actually, I kind of have to ask the question first, and then we can do a little build. Call or fold? Canada's only hope at a championship are the Blue Jays. Now, here's the context. The Oilers, they've lost for the second year in a row against the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup finals. So, the Edmonton had two cracks at it. The Toronto Maple Leafs haven't gone to the Stanley Cup in like 60 years. I think since 63. So, like 60 to 80 years. I'm not good at math. But they haven't been really a contender for forever. The Montreal Canadiens haven't been relevant in the last couple of years. And I can't remember who else is in hockey, but it's like, I think it's Vancouver. None of these guys seem to be breaking through for Canada. So his question is, are the Blue Jays the only way that Canada will be able to get a championship? Call or fold?
I will fold that one. I think hockey's getting close. I think that happens soon. And I'm also going to throw the Vancouver Whitecaps into the mix. How about that? So I think hockey's close, and I'll give Vancouver some love.
All right, before I continue, what the hell are the Whitecaps?
It's Major League Soccer, duh.
Oh, and as an NYCFC city member, I should know that. But I also do know that all the Canadian teams that are in MLS really do stink. Although
they're third in the West.
Vancouver is?
Yeah, Montreal and Toronto are both dead last in the East, your conference.
Yes, we lost to Montreal, actually. We beat the brakes off of Toronto. Lost to Montreal, and they were awful. All right, this one is from Arielis in Massachusetts. She hit me up via Instagram, and her caller fold is also a baseball theme. Now, the Red Sox, they made the first, I guess, blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball where they dumped Rafael Devers. They said, see ya. They couldn't figure out a position for him to play. He was upset that Alex Bregman was signed as the third baseman in the offseason, so Devers got pushed to designated hitter. And then they had an injury at first base, and they wanted Devers to play first base, and Devers was like, nah, bro, get me out of here. So Devers is a San Francisco Giants. In his first 25 games as a Giant, the offense has actually went backwards, and Devers has been banged up. So Arielis' question is, call or fold, the Red Sox got better by trading Rafael Devers. Now also, they are on a 10-game winning streak to end the All-Star break. So call or fold, Red Sox got better.
I think I would have to call that
cold.
Just based on vibes, I think that it became untenable for both. So the Giants got better by getting Devers. But then the Red Sox got better because what had become a problem they were able to move on from. And it's hard to argue with a 10-game winning streak.
It really is. And now they're going to wind up being buyers, aren't they? Like, you can't see that they're possibly going to be selling. Which is a shame because, man, Cubs could use some relievers. All right, last one here. And this one's he actually called in the last segment. This one's from Dominic in La Mesa, California. He hit me up on Instagram, so I had his stuff beforehand. But I want to take you back to last year's Super Bowl where the Eagles destroyed the Chiefs 40-22. And yes, the Eagles scored a lot of points, but really they won that championship on the back of their defense. They were constantly, that front seven, destroying and folding Patrick Mahomes. So the call or fold here is very easy. Call or fold, Bart. The Eagles have provided the blueprint to finally end the Kansas City Chiefs dynasties.
I will fold that.
Fold.
I think the Chiefs just ran out of luck as much as... We should have saw that coming. Your boy did. I don't know. I don't know that teams ever provide a blueprint. You know, I struggle with that one. Provide a blueprint. Oh, no one know how to beat them until they beat them that way? I guess. I mean, maybe it makes sense. I don't think the Eagles did anything special to beat the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs just weren't that good. But kept winning. Because that's how they knew how to win. If you play a close game against the Chiefs, they will win. So, okay, you know what? Reverse it. Call.
Call.
Yes, the blueprint to beating the Chiefs is go up big on them. Because then they can't come back. Yeah, good one.
Very good one.
Took me a while. But my cards are already on the table, so I regret that hand. All right, that is the listener edition of Call or Fold.
And I think they all did a great job. Call or Fold is now over.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
We will wrap things up for this edition of the Bart Winkler Show. And before we do that, let's get another update. It's Jen Williams. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888. 710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Listener Appreciation Week, asking what is your favorite stadium you've ever set foot in, and what did you not necessarily have a good time in when it comes to different stadiums. A lot of good reaction earlier and some good messages coming in online as well, which for some reason I can't seem to find that post, and now I just did. Tom says Metrodome was terrible, except bleacher seats were $5 during college. The Metrodome was a very interesting place. I was there for a baseball game, and it did feel a little unnatural. Now, I've supported the Tropicana field, but I did not like the Metrodome as much. Oh, my dad volunteered another one. He said favorite is Bree Stevens Field. That is a high school soccer field where the state soccer championship is held, so working that back in. Although I did call some games there for Ford Madison. Worst is Soldier Field, especially after the spaceship landed. I'll be there in a couple weeks. Going to go watch some soccer. I have not been inside that stadium in probably 20 years. So I'm eager to first figure out where the hell to park. And then second, take a look at it. Gary says, best is Beaver Stadium. Penn State was in the whiteout. 111,000 people. Sometimes the stadium makes the fan. Sometimes the fan makes the stadium. Worst was the Superdome for a baseball game. Jared says, Bart, honestly, any college or pro sports venue is great. If you pony up money to attend an event, you should be happy to be there. That being said, I felt like a sardine when I was at the Big House in Michigan. Bert's in Baltimore. Bert.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Carlos, was that a legitimate offer last night about Friday night? Guess what they said?
Yes, I need to be compelled. You need to win me over. You isn't anybody listening. I am happy to turn over the reins of judgment to one of you listeners because I need to prove a point to Bart. And it is Listener Appreciation Week.
I tried. I've never actually DM'd on Twitter before. I'm in my 50s. You guys feel free to laugh, everyone. But I think I DM'd you last night, just FYI.
Otherwise, it did not work.
Okay, Bert, you're on the phone, and Carlos is here. Carlos could put you on hold, and then you could have a conversation over the phone.
I'm also going to need that pitch, though. You got to sell me on it.
That'll work. That'll work. I'll stay on hold afterwards. Quick, got one stadium, but quick bone to pick. Unless somehow Carlos is not transferring the calls, but just writing down people's names and numbers, and you're calling them while you're on the air, could all the callers please stop saying good to hear from you? Because you're not contacting them. People don't say that.
Can I jump on this? Bert,
yeah.
I don't know what is going on, but tonight, because I don't feel like good to hear from you is a normal thing.
So
but
weird.
There was a lot of it tonight. There was a lot of good to hear from you. Yeah.
Right. You say that, but because we're calling you.
Yeah, why did that happen so much tonight?
I don't know.
I noticed that too. I'm glad you called it out. Good to hear from you.
I don't really have one stadium that stands out on the positive side. I kind of agree with the last caller. Like, I have a great time at any sporting event. But I was absolutely shocked the one time I visited San Francisco, my ex-wife and I. Aside from it being in the hood, and we both grew up in the hood right outside of Washington, D.C., so we didn't think there'd be anything to be concerned about. But we go to a Raiders-Niners game in Candlestick Park in the 2000s, so it was up there in age. There was nothing nice about the stadium, and the people... It was horrifying. Like, my ex-wife had to go to the bathroom.
I don't think this is a good pitch for being the
And two
judge.
Women with scars on their face, got into a knife fight while she was waiting to go and tinkle. She was like, yeah, I don't need to go anymore. Let's get out of here.
All right, Bert, I'll put you on hold. Carlos, I don't know. Bert might be too much of a wild card.
Bert will have to try again tomorrow because we only got about 30 seconds.
You can't hang out for a second?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to him. Bert, don't go anywhere. I'll get you.
Tomorrow's question, this should be a good one because we're all going to old person at Cloud It. I didn't say man because I know women listen too. Not because I was trying to be PC, but I also was doing both. What about sports was better when you were growing up? And tomorrow, we will find out the thrilling conclusion of if I have a pet rabbit or not. And if you're just listening now and like, what is he talking about? You don't want to know. We were just killing time while the All-Star game was ending. But it's interesting enough. All right, thanks to Jen Williams, Carlos Ortiz. A pre-thank you to Marco Belletti the next time I see him. Pat Boyle up next, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.